Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I would tell Justin Fields, all right, sorry, bro. You're the Russell Wilson now. Like, I'm going to let Brady Cook be the backup. Now, you tell me.
That would make Mike Tomlin even a better coach. It
really would.
From starter to third string. And Mike Tomlin got the Steelers to the postseason with those two guys.
You tell me, because maybe I'm making a bigger deal out of it than needs be. You've been there. You've been at practices. Mm-hmm. Is there more to learn when you're the backup quarterback as compared to when you're the third stringer? Would that be a valuable experience for him?
You're not really getting the reps. It's just how you now prepare, because you're preparing to play.
But that would probably make you closer to playing.
Yeah, 100%.
That's why you do it.
You just prepare to play as opposed to running the scout team.
Right.
And that's all off cards. Like, it's, all right, let's hold up a card. Everybody do this. Hey, quarterback, you throw it to this guy and, you know.
So it's a greater responsibility.
Ready break. Yeah.
So then that's what they should do. The next lesson for Brady Cook is you're going to be the backup. You may play. I mean, Tyrod Taylor's injury prone. You could very well play in, you know, a couple of days. Right. Certainly possible. But now you are game planning to play with the eventual possibility that late in this season, we'll see what you got. I will get back to your calls on the Giants and Jets as well. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mark in Midland Park. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. I came up with something, which I'm sure everybody else has too, whatever. But why can't we get an extra referee in every game, up in the booth, up high, and when he sees something like we all do during the game, he calls down to the head ref in his ear and says, that's wrong, you got to look at this again, hold on. I mean, that would be the smartest way to do it. I mean, we're all screaming at the TV, why can't they do this? That would be the easy way to fix most of these calls that are wrong.
Yeah, like the eye in the sky.
No?
The eye in the sky aid, like it's the soccer would call this VAR, the video assistant referee. But I think the purity of the refs is what the league is trying to champion. And, you know, they want to give them the license to make the right decisions. It's going to get more and more challenging the more wrong decisions they make.
They're supposed to have something similar to what our last caller said, which is the expedited review.
But that's only on plays that are reviewable.
No, they do it on penalties sometimes. Won't they do expedited review like a face mask that they missed?
We saw one, and I'm forgetting the penalty, in the Giants game 2 or 3 weeks ago. The Eagle game. I think it was on Okereke. He was called for a penalty. They expedited.
Yeah, but that was a helmet. It was like a hit to the helmet.
It was a late hit on Jalen Hurts.
Yes, yes.
And that's not a reviewable play. So they do.
And they picked up the flag on the expedited review.
They skirt the whole, well, it's not reviewable thing with expedited review. So it's, our last caller isn't wrong. I think he wants to expand that. Because they have expedited review, but they clearly don't use it enough.
I think it's expedited.
Expedited.
It's now expedited. I'm calling it expedited.
Yeah, but isn't it like one of those words that can be pronounced either way?
No.
Expedited.
Yeah, I think I'm right about that.
No, because there's an extra A.
I still think you're wrong. Look it up.
You want the definitions?
No, no, it's not definitions.
Think about this. PDAT. Yeah. PEDIATE.
Yeah.
Expedite is PIDITE.
No, I understand, but I think it is still able to be pronounced that way.
No, because Expedia is the travel company, yes. And expedite is to move something forward, so...
No, I think the word can be pronounced both ways. You guys are all going to take massive L's. I'm just warning you right now.
It's a different word.
I'm telling you right now. If you want to do this...
Expedited versus expedited.
Yes, I think it can be pronounced that way. I'm pretty sure about that.
Rizzuto. R-I-Z-U-T-O.
Listen, you guys have a choice.
Nonetheless, nevertheless.
Right. You have a choice because you're not that sharp in the drawer. You could just blindly side with Tiki.
Where did you get the nerve?
You can because how many times have you said things immediately you're wrong and then you find out you're wrong?
But you're not Mark Twain, though.
Exactly. Evan, you're not as smart as you think you are.
I'm telling you, you're going to take an L on this. Are you sure you want to do it?
Yes, I do, actually. Okay. You know what? I do. Because of your arrogance, I do.
All right. I will prove at some point, probably tomorrow because I need time, I will undoubtedly prove that it can be pronounced expedite as well. I'm actually, like, really confident about it. You're right. Arrogant word. Would be. I'm arrogantly confident that your guys are so wrong. It's an either-or word. You guys are not wrong in terms of pronouncing it that way, but there are certain words in the English language like rote, like route, and root.
Yeah, but they're spelled the same.
No, it's I'm not spelling anything differently. I'm telling you it can be pronounced differently. You'll see.
Expedite
yes.
is spelled differently than expedite.
But isn't it the same word? Are you saying they're different words? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's all I said. All right,
then you know what, Tommy? I want to go back to what you just offered. I apologize. Can you give us the definitions? Because if they are different words, then maybe I take an L.
I'll get you expedite, which is obviously E-X-P-E-D-I-T-E, to make something happen sooner or faster, such as speeding up a process.
We're good. Now go to expedite.
I need the spelling of that, please.
E-X-P-E.
Well, I'm sorry. What are you, a Mensa member in there, Evan?
P-E-D-I-A-T-E.
That word's not even coming up.
Not a word.
Dude, it's not a word.
No, it is a word.
Oh, I got it. E-X-P-E-D-I-T-E. Fires have been lighted in the... What the hell?
Dude, it's
Gaelic, maybe. I don't know.
It's not a word.
Yeah. It is a word.
Expedite is not a
word. I go back to my initial point. It's the same word you're using. It's just a different pronunciation, like root and route, like aunt and aunt. There are a lot of words like that. And that's another example of it. By the way, we do have breaking NFL news. The NFL did a little investigation over the last 24 hours, and Ja'Marr Chase has been given a one-game suspension for spitting at Jalen Ramsey. Chase denied spitting at Jalen Ramsey, but the league determined that video evidence was sufficient to warrant a suspension.
Expedite is a common misspelling, is considered a non-standard variant, though is listed as expedite.
So I'm right, thank you.
It's a common misspelling.
I didn't spell anything. I just pronounced it that way. Well, I didn't spell anything wrong.
It's a common mispronunciation. There's also breaking big NBA news as well.
First of all, we'll take the NBA news, but don't just gloss over mispronunciation. Tiki just confirmed you can pronounce it that way. Anyhow, what's the breaking NBA news?
Victor Wembanyama, and we've heard this injury before, left calf strain sidelined for a few weeks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That sucks.
That does suck.
That sucks. He is such a joy to watch play basketball. He is so unique. He's such a unicorn. And the way he bitched out Draymond Green the other night was amazing.
What was Draymond even trying to do?
I don't know. Draymond's had a very busy last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear his issue last night?
No.
So he got into it with a fan. He was screaming at a New Orleans Pelicans fan.
He's had something like every day this week.
So the media goes to him after the game and says, "What were you yelling at the fan about?" We actually have the audio. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Here's what pissed off Draymond Green.
What happened in the second quarter with that fan?
He just kept calling me a woman. You know, it was a good joke at first, but thank you calling me a woman.
He was offended that the fan was calling him a woman. Okay. The fan had no problem also meeting the media.
What?
And he explained what he said. He said, "I was saying you're Angel Reese." And the reason he was calling her Angel Reese is that Angel I'm calling him Angel Reese is because Angel Reese apparently has a reputation for purposely missing shots to pad her rebound stats. Now, I'm not even familiar with that, but apparently that's the case. And so this is where I think the guy is kind of funny. He was accusing Draymond Green of doing that and so made a reference to Angel Reese, which I think is really funny. And by the way, has nothing to do with...
Unless you don't get it.
Well, clearly he didn't get it because all Draymond saw was gender. I don't think the guy was making a gender joke. He was saying, you're Angel Reese.
Yeah, he wasn't saying, you're a girl.
Right.
You're soft like a girl. That's not what he was saying.
No, he was actually saying, you're just like her because she pads her stats by missing
That's a W for the WNBA, though.
It's a W for the WNBA, and I thought the fan was being creative. Like, I don't think he was being mean-spirited. Right?
No, I don't think so. I think he was making a comparative point.
Exactly. And so Draymond didn't hear that. All he heard was, I'm not a woman. But I don't think that's what the guy was saying. He was saying, you're padding your stats. Like I'm an attractive woman. I got to give the guy credit because I assumed when they were yelling at each other, he probably said something like really across the line.
Right.
I don't think that crosses the line. It's actually kind of funny. He's saying, yeah, you're padding your stats.
I didn't mind it.
I didn't mind it. It ain't easy being green.
Yeah.
Let's go to TC in Connecticut. What's up, TC?
Hey, TC.
Guy's breaking a lot of news today, especially the Cam Scataboo news that he'll be at the Raw taping tonight at MSG. Mm-hmm. And you're talking to yours truly, who broke that story today. I'm TC from WrestleVotes. We recently partnered with Fightful. So
oh, nice.
I just have
you I'd broke
have
to it. That's home you.
And it was me. I've never heard my own report on WFAN, so I was very enticed to give you guys a call.
Well, how did you get the info, TC?
My partner, we do a little bit of dirt sheet reporting, and in the wrestling circles, Fightful is now like the number one most reputable organization for news. We recently signed with them. We have two podcasts coming out with them on Fightful Select starting December 1st. And it was interesting because the source I spoke to said that Cam Scataboo was at the UFC event on Saturday night. Seemed to have a good connection with those at MSG, and he was welcome to come tonight to the event. And WWE caught wind of that and is preparing all sorts of merchandise for him as well. So not only will he be a part of the show, there'll be some Cam Scataboo merchandise to go along with it. Now, whether or not he's on television tonight is yet to be seen. Those plans are always fluid with how WWE operates. But
do you have an idea, since you are with Fightful now, on who John Cena will be wrestling tonight at Madison Square Garden?
There was a report put out there today by Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful. That is behind a paywall. So if you want to find out who is going to be wrestling in the tournament tonight, you will find out. But I will say this. It's a familiar face that any WWE fan from the last 15 years is well known of, and he's somewhat of a show-off. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, I know what that means. Thank you for the call, TC. Mm. Do you want me to tell you what that means?
It's,
I think he's like, I don't know.
It's, I don't know.
It's a man formerly known in the WWE as Dolph Ziggler, but he goes by his real name in TNA, Nick Nemeth. He's also a stand-up comedian.
Nemeth.
By the way, here is the expedite decision, all right? According to the internet.
internet is never wrong.
Expedite
AI.
This is not AI. Okay, it is. Expedite is the correct and widely used term and meant to speed up a process.
No, well, expedite.
Expedite. Expedite is a less common synonym that originated from a misspelling, but is now widely accepted. Mm-hmm. So I win, you all lose. You can send me the apology whenever you want.
What's it called when a proper noun becomes the word, like Kleenex? What's that called?
I have no idea.
The Mandela effect? No, but I know what you're saying, because it's not actually a Kleenex. Kleenex is the brand.
Yeah, it's a tissue.
Right.
It's a
Q-tip.
Band-Aid is another Band-Aid, one like that.
What is that? Like, that's what this is.
There is a definition for that. I'm not sure.
Expedia has made expedite a verb.
Either way, I'm right. I don't really don't care how we got there. The point
either
is...
Either way, it doesn't actually exist in the world's
No, but it is widely accepted.
Yes, but Merriam-Webster does not... account for.
Yeah, Miriam doesn't accept it.
Yeah, but I never spelled the word. I was just pronouncing the word. And my pronunciation is widely accepted.
Well, I tell you, that Evan Roberts has some wild takes sometimes.
I'm just reading what's said. What do you want from me? Let's go to Josh in Queens. What's up, Josh?
Hey, boys. It's always great to talk to you. I just hate talking after an embarrassing Jets loss. And I don't care what anybody else says. That team was not even remotely close to being a good team on that field. The secondary is god-awful. That guy, Jason Brownlee, is horrible. Now, Fields, he can't be on the field. He can't be on the field. Those A.D. Mitchell throws, you can't assess players like that. You can't assess. You guys hit it already. John Metchie, you can't assess players if you don't have someone who's throwing for 54 yards through 3.5 quarters of football.
Yeah, that
you
was,
can't do that.
That was a net football for sure. It was hard to watch it.
That's why you have to make the move.
It's exactly.
That's why, because one of the defenses, and I probably would use this earlier in the season as well, he's young, and so he's got greater potential.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.